We have maxed out of every nook and cranny in the Orr building. This is our 16th year with the Illinois Products Expo, and it originally started in the Illinois building, and about 20 vendors participated. Now, we're maxed out to 20 wineries and over 60 Illinois food companies. And we try every year to encourage new vendors to come in so that we're given some new variety to the consumers each year.
You know, I'm always stunned when I go to this of the not just the products and the number of people that are there, but also the variety of the products that are made in Illinois. People wouldn't expect how many wineries. We talked about that before we started here, how many wineries there are in Illinois, but how many other food products are made. Give us sort of the range, if you could, of what's going to be available there.
There is such a wide variety, like you said. We go from pork, from the Illinois pork producers selling their pork sandwiches, to Oakland Noodle Company selling noodles. They're so delicious with chicken. Chicken and noodles with Oakland Noodle is the best. Chocolate and Rapture, it's a new company from Champaign we're excited to see. They're going to be having truffles. We've got Jimmy B. Super Salsa. We've got Zillion's Chili, which is here a local hometown favorite. Mm-hmm. We've got Golden Prairie Popcorn. We've got Spice of Life from Decatur, all different kinds of spices to enhance your meals and grilling things. We've got cheese companies. We've got Goose Island Beer, and we've got our local Rolling Meadows Brewery going to be at the expo this weekend. So honestly, there's a little bit of everything. There's pizza. Butch's Pizza is a favorite. The lines are always very long at Butch's because the pizza is so delicious. But the lines at all the things are moving quickly. We've got a great setup, a great line, the way the lines are set up. And I think that anyone that comes in, it's $5 for adults. Children 10 and under get in for free. And we're all suffering from cabin fever. So now is the time to come out and try some of this great food and purchase and help the local economy.
And we're talking with Jennifer Tyree. She's with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. We're talking about the Illinois Product Expo, which takes place this weekend at the State Fairgrounds at the Orr Building. More people today, I think, want to know a bit more about what they're eating, more where their food comes from. And here, not only do you get a chance to meet somebody who is selling the product, in many cases, the person who's grown it and the person who has helped produce it, so and package and process this food. So really, you're getting a good feel for where your food is coming from when you go out to this expo.
Absolutely. Most of the time, the owners are standing at the booth ready to talk to you about their product. And one little note that you may not realize, that the public might not realize, is that Illinois ranks number one in food processing sales in the nation, over $3 billion. And so this Illinois Products Expo is just one example of how Illinois is succeeding in processed sales. And a lot of these companies are just getting their start. We are also doing a buyer show that's going to be private just for grocery stores and specialty shops before the consumer show starts this weekend. And we're hopeful to see some of these products on those grocery store shelves because that's that next step these companies are looking to do.
And so they get an opportunity to come in, taste it, maybe meet the person and see if they can provide the type of demand that would be required to put something on a store shelf. So it's really a big opportunity for them as well.
Absolutely, because this show is very important to the economy. We bring in over $200,000 in a weekend. But our main goal is to see that these companies continue to sell their products beyond the weekend. And if they can't find their products on the grocery store shelves, it's really difficult for those companies to continue to strive for success. And so by inviting these buyers and giving them that one-on-one time where they're not fighting the crowds of all of our consumers that are going to be coming in at 10 a.m., it gives them a chance to talk about the pricing, like you said, making sure they can handle the distribution and get those products on the shelves.
I'm glad you mentioned the crowds, because that was, if I've heard anything negative, I guess, through the years, some people have said, well, it's been difficult to get into something that I want to get to. The line has been way too long, maybe. You've tried to improve that, though, over the last few years.
That's correct. We have tried to work on the areas that have had bottlenecks. We've made stanchions to where the lines move faster so that they're not butting into each other. And I think that this year's show, people will feel like it's a very fast-moving show. You'll be able to get your samples, be able to purchase, and not feel like you're standing in line and missing an opportunity at another booth.
There is no doubt probably the hardest thing to do in many cases is start a business. I mean, small businesses, they face a lot of hurdles. And really what we're dealing with most times here are small businesses. Somebody has an idea for something and maybe a passion for something, and they get it going. They start producing it, and they get it packaged, and here they are. They show up at the Products Expo. Are you hearing from them that, anything to let you know that maybe things have improved a bit economy-wise for them, or things are still very difficult? You know, what do you hear from them?
Yes, that's probably one of the most rewarding parts of my job is when they do share success stories. And last year, for instance, we did the buyer's event for the first time. And one of our hometown companies, Zillion's Chili, sent me emails throughout the year of new grocery stores that were going to start carrying their product on their shelves because of being at the Products Expo. And that was not an isolated incident. We hear those stories all the time. And one of the next steps to these companies sometimes is that they become export ready. So they might be taking their baby steps at the Illinois Products Expo and getting their product on the grocery store shelf. But there are several companies that are going to be there that are shipping their product to Mexico and Canada. And to us, to watch that company grow is one of the best success stories that we can sell.
There are wineries who will be exhibiting at this as well, and people can purchase wine. Did you tell me there were upwards of 20 now?
There's 20 wineries that are going to be at the show, and there are over 100 wineries in the state of Illinois. Wine has become such a big business for the state of Illinois and for the economy, and not only for the economy, but for tourism. Down in southern Illinois, the wine trails have become such a popular destination, and these wineries are able to continue to expand and offer an agritourism aspect to see their success continue.
You talk to a lot of these companies who produce food and other products. Is wine really where the growth has been in Illinois?
Wine is definitely where the growth has been. We are seeing that the expansion has occurred in not one part of the state. There's growth of the wineries in southern, northern, eastern, western. It seems to be a high demand, and the consumers are looking for that type of opportunity to go and have a experience, and these wineries are able to fulfill that for them.
And I don't know if you have any numbers or anything, but through the years, I mean, we're really talking this growth has occurred, say, over about the last 20 years or so. I mean, I don't even hardly recall too many wineries being around, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. This has really been something that has taken off here over the last few years.
Yes, we work in partnership with the Illinois Grape Growers and Vintners Association, and their organization has continued to grow, not only with the tourism aspect, but with the way that they grow the grapes and looking at the soil and making sure that the research is there so that they can grow the best crop in this type of climate. And I know that they have been working diligently with the wineries to increase their production. And so many times, some of our wineries can't even fulfill the demand because they haven't been able to grow enough grapes to meet that demand. And so that is something that they're working on as an organization to see that industry continue to grow.
Tell me more about the Buy Illinois Challenge that you have going.
Thanks for asking. The Buy Illinois Challenge is something that we're asking consumers across the state of Illinois to seriously look at for their weekly grocery bill. We're asking them to dedicate $10 of their existing grocery store budget, not new money, but existing money, towards purchasing Illinois-made products at the grocery store. You know, if you've got a choice between an Illinois salsa and another state, choose Illinois, because those local economy benefits can go so much further if we can encourage people to buy Illinois.